VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. China says it is impossible to hold trade talks with the United States with a new round of tariffs in place. The U.S. imposed duties on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods in a retaliatory set of tariffs imposed by Beijing on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods. The Chinese Vice Commerce Minister said that the Trump administration has adopted large-scale restrictions. During his speech to the U.N. General Assembly Tuesday, Mr. Trump addressed the issue.
I have great respect and affection for my friend, President Xi, but I have made clear our trade imbalance is just not acceptable. China's market distortions and the way they deal cannot be tolerated.
He was also unapologetic about the sanctions imposed on Iran.
We cannot allow the world's leading sponsor of terrorism to possess the planet's most dangerous weapons. We cannot allow a regime that chants death to America and that threatens Israel with annihilation to possess the means to deliver a nuclear warhead to any city on Earth. Just can't do it.
And because of this, Iran's president has said now is not the time to talk with President Trump, despite recent reports.
U.S. officials have said Trump is open to meeting Rouhani on the sidelines of the General Assembly, but has not scheduled any direct talks. Trump has said he is willing to negotiate with Iran to reach a new deal to curb its nuclear and other perceived malign activities. But Rouhani told NBC that Washington must rebuild what he called the bridge of the 2015 nuclear deal in order for talks to happen.
That's VOA's Patrice Martin reporting. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani is reporting that the White House says it would be open to having a second woman accusing Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct appear at a Senate hearing this week.
There's no indication the Senate Judiciary Committee is considering inviting Deborah Ramirez to testify Thursday with Kavanaugh and initial accuser Christine Blasey Ford. But White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders tells ABC the process could take place Thursday. President Trump and Senate Republicans have ramped up a drive to back Kavanaugh, accusing Democrats of manufacturing mud in a bid to smear him.
AP Sagar Magani. South Korea's president personally relayed a message on Monday to U.S. President Trump, telling him that North Korea's leader wants to meet him again soon to make progress on denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Something else President Trump addressed during his Tuesday speech to the United Nations.
An earlier UN investigation said the actions of the Burmese military were carried out with genocidal intent and called for top military commanders to be put on trial. The report came hours after the U.S. pledged another $185 million in aid to the Rohingya. Most of the money will go to camps in Bangladesh that house refugees, many of whom say they do not believe they can return home and live in safety. More than 700,000 members of the Rohingya minority fled for their lives when the army began a harsh crackdown after Rohingya militants attacked a Myanmar police post last year. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
That's after a U.S. State Department report indicated that Myanmar's army carried out a planned campaign of mass murder and terrorism against the Rohingya Muslims, and according to the U.S. State Department. The United Nations announced Tuesday that it has received multiple credible allegations. The latest anti-Taliban airstrikes by pro-government forces in Afghanistan killed at least 9 civilians, mostly women and children. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan expressed its concern about the rising number of civilian casualties from airstrikes this year in the conflict-ridden area. The latest incident of civilian casualties occurred Saturday in the northeastern Kapisa province, where aerial ordnance destroyed the home of a teacher. That's according to the organization. It also noted the attack in the district killed 9 civilians, including 4 children and 3 women. A day after winning the Mexican presidential election, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador took a congratulatory call from U.S. President Trump. But Trump had something more important on his mind. That would be, would Mexico's new president consider a bilateral trade deal? Lopez Obrador responded that he would be open to the possibility in the absence of a trilateral agreement that also includes Canada. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.